The findings came from a Gallup survey of more than 340,000 adults in the United States in 2008.
The findings came from a Gallup survey.
Did they come from Gallup survey? From a Gallup survey.
Where?
Or where did they come from? Where did they come from? How many people were asked? Where were they asked?
The findings came from a Gallup survey of more than 340,000 adults in the United States in 2008. At that time, the people were between the ages of 18 and 85.
At that time, the people were between the ages of 18 and 85.
Were they between the ages of 80 and 85? Were they between the ages of 18 and 85? How old were they?
At that time, the people were between the ages of 18 and 85. Arthur Stone in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Science at Stony Brook University in New York led the study.
Did he lead the study?
His team found that levels of stress were highest among adults between the ages of 22 and 25.
The levels of stress were highest among adults between the ages of 22 and 25.
Were the levels of stress highest among adults between the ages of 22 and 25?
His team found, asked.
Did the levels of stress were highest among adults between the ages of 22 and 25?
His team found that levels of stress were highest among adults between the ages of 22 and 25. Stress levels dropped sharply after people reached their 50s.
Stress levels dropped sharply. They dropped sharply after people reached their 50s.
Did stress levels drop sharply after people reached their 50s?
Stress levels dropped sharply after people reached their 50s.
At what age did stress levels drop sharply?
Happiness was highest among the youngest adults and those in their early 70s.
Was happiness highest among the youngest adults?
And those in their early 70s. We may say happiness was highest among those in their early 70s.
Was happiness highest among those in their early 70s?
Happiness was highest among the youngest adults and those in their early 70s. But the people least likely to report feeling negative emotions were those in their 70s and 80s.